Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, it's only a matter of time now before we win the second test, you would think.
You'd hope so, yes. 6 wickets needed on the final day today, or England need 386. That probably is out of the question. So can they hang on for a draw? Probably not. And you're right, hopefully we rip through them this morning and get the job done.
Yeah. So let's see. Travis Head. He's made a 50 yesterday, got a 50 the time before that, just going in and whacking him. He's doing exactly what the team needs in the middle order there.
Yeah, well, he loves playing at the Adelaide Oval too, which helps, doesn't it? He's had some phenomenal performances there before. Good to see Cameron Green get some runs as well yesterday. He was unbeaten on 33. Yeah, so we're set up pretty well, aren't we, going into that final day of play with that poor old Joe Root last night, final over of the Knights being dismissed, but then a few balls earlier, getting on where it hurts, and he looked in an awful amount of pain, and that would have been very tough to deal with after copping a knock to the groin earlier too. So, it's not a great spot for England to be in. Pretty depleted at the moment. They're going to be 2-0 down heading into the Boxing Day test, and all things looking good for Australia.
Indeed. All right, and tickets for the Hobart test, which is January, 14 to 18?
Yep.
Go on sale today.
Yeah, they do. So looking forward to that. I'm sure they'll sell out pretty quickly, particularly the first, second, third days, you'd think, given the first days on a Friday, the next draw on a weekend. And, I'm sure there won't be too many going around after tonight. I reckon they'll be pretty snapped up pretty quickly.
Yeah. So it's 11 a.m. for Cricket Tasmania members, 2 p.m. for Australian Cricket Family members for the pre-sale, and then general public at 4 p.m, cricket.com.au/tickets for all the info. All right, Hurricanes, they're in action at Blunston tonight playing Perth Scorchers.
Yeah, there was a bit of concern around our pace attack. Obviously, Scott Bowen's gone off to the Australian team. Joel Parris injured himself, of course. A few others out as well. Riley Meredith, we spoke to Griff the other day and he said probably wouldn't be risked tonight. He's a chance, and he's been named in the squad, so hopefully he does play because we need him out there really at the moment to bowl some pace for us. This will be a good chance to have a crack at the Scorchers again. They obviously knocked us off at the same venue a bit under a week ago. This is obviously their home game, but it's here in Hobart due to the border restrictions. So if we can get hold of Mitch Bash tonight rather than let him get off the chain, we'll go pretty well, I reckon, because there were times the other night we looked like we could have won that game until Ben McDermott got out probably, and that's where we fell apart a little bit, but important that we get this win tonight. Saying that, we're taking on Sydney and Perth in our opening 4 games of the season. They made the final last year, so we're getting out the tough teams away early, if you like, Darren, which is good.
All right, so that's on tonight. Last night, Sydney beat Brisbane. Now, the Tasmanian women's team, the WNCL competition, they had a good win over Queensland yesterday. 100 not out to Nicola Carey.
Started Carey, she really is. Was good in the game earlier too on Friday, but we won by 5 wickets on the Duckworth Lewis. Did you see the bit of vision where the player was dismissed but didn't get out?
No,
and no one realised.
No, what happened?
It was quite bizarre. Belinda Vakarua bowled a ball. It took the bail off. It was dislodged, but no one realised, I don't think. Or they must have thought it was off the keeper's glove. I don't even know exactly what happened. It's hard to get your head around, but she didn't get out. So, have a look at that today.
Okay.
Usual and bizarre situation, that one.
Oh, cricket's the most stupid game in the world. That's why we love it. You get bowled and you're not out. All right, so that's a good start for the Tassie women in the WNCL. All right, let's go to basketball now. So Jack Jumpers went down to the Wildcats last night.
Yeah, we suspected they probably would. It's a very hard place to go against a quality franchise. And not only have you got to deal with Bryce Cotton these days, you've got to deal with Vic Law as well, who's just as good. They got the full force of those two particular gentlemen yesterday and went down by 18 points in the end. There were times where it was pegged back to around about 10 points, the lead, but it blew out in the end to 18. So they go to Sydney now, take on the Kings on Wednesday night. So looking forward to that. They have the return home on Boxing Day for the game against New Zealand. So New Zealand yet to win a game from 5 starts this tournament so far. So Hopefully we can get a job the job done against the Kings, come back home 2-3, and then square it up to 3-3 on Boxing Day. That'd be the plan, I reckon.
I reckon so. All right, what's going on in the A-League?
Yeah, plenty going on as usual as we count down to, towards Christmas, obviously. We had the game Friday night, Western United 1-0 winners over Adelaide United. Central Coast 2-0 winners over Western Sydney on Saturday. A 2-2 draw between Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory in the Melbourne Derby. As you mentioned on Friday, that game between Brisbane Roar and Perth Glory was postponed due to Perth and the border restrictions, etc. And 2-1 was a result for both games yesterday. MacArthur knocked off Newcastle and Sydney was too good for the Wellington Phoenix. So if we go to the ladder after five rounds for most teams, then MacArthur's still on top by 1 point over Western United at the moment.
Right. And still on the round ball game, well done to Ange Postecoglou, who's coached Celtic to a win in the Scottish League. They beat Hibernian 2-1 in the grand final. And he copped a lot of flack when he went there in the first place. Wasn't really wanted by, well, the media in particular in Scotland. They wanted like a local to do the job. And they didn't win a lot of games start of the season, but they've ended up winning the championship. So well done to him. He's been proven right.
Yeah, you're right. It was a high-pressure situation to be putting yourself in, having to coach there. It would have been an opportunity you could never, ever pass up either. So it's great to see him doing okay.
Yeah, indeed. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Awesome. Thanks, Darren.